I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. Those who are the best surround themselves with the best, and you are tuned into the best show out, where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all of that, a huge dose of personal initiative, the energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. When we put all of this together, yes, yeah, so you get all of this together. These are not a la carte. You get them all at once. You get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And today's topic, I'm talking about internet. I'm talking about internet interaction, internet communication. I mean, all of us use the internet, using the internet just to listen to this podcast. We're talking about dealing with internet trolls. The reason that I'm bringing this topic up is because the more known you become, the more active you happen to be, if people just happen to know your name, something serendipitous could just happen to you that you just become the person that people are talking about, even though you weren't trying to get famous or trying to get known or trying to be an influencer. You're going to deal with some trolls because there are people who get on the internet and they troll. That's what they do. Just to give a brief definition of what trolling is, for those of you who may not know what I'm talking about, is basically a person who goes into some space online we're talking about here and says or does, usually says something, in order to elicit a response from people. Says something inane, something crazy, something that's going to get people riled up, something that's going to get people angry or get people sad, or just something that's going to get people to respond. A troll's very purpose is to get some form of response for another person. The definition in the dictionary says, person who makes a deliberately offensive or provocative online post. Deliberately offensive or provocative, with the sole purpose of getting a response. They don't even necessarily have to believe anything that they said. They're just trying to get you to respond in some way, shape, or form. Some people troll by posting things that make you want to click on their articles or click on their videos or their pictures or follow them or just to engage. Just go back and forth with them in debate or to get mad at them because they said something directly about you or some group you happen to be a part of, whether that's a religion, a race, a gender, a location, a certain vocation. This is what people who troll do, and any of you who use the internet enough, you know what a troll is, but I'm going to tell you quickly today how you deal with internet trolls, because you're going to have to deal with them in some way, shape, or form. The internet's not getting any smaller. It's not going away. It's going to be involved in everything that we do. Even those of you who try to stay off the internet as much as possible, listen, the world is becoming more and more data connected. As hard as you try to resist it, maybe in some areas of your life, is becoming more and more connected. And even if you don't engage, people whom you're close to, family, friends, associates, they're getting engaged. So maybe you can pass along this episode or pass along the knowledge you glean from this episode in order for them to deal with the trolls. Because somebody, either you or someone close to you, is going to deal with some trolls at some point. Sometime soon, you need to know what to do with. I'm going to help you out. Number one, understand that getting better, working on your game, improving your status, growing in your profession, growing as an individual, growing as a team, whatever you happen to be a part of, all of this is the business of being seen and known. You are in the business of being seen and known. When you're confident, people are going to notice you and people are going to see you. When you are disciplined, people are eventually going to pick up on that discipline. They're either going to pick up on the discipline itself, or they're going to pick up on the results of the discipline. They're going to wonder, how did you do that? When you're really good at something, people are going to say, well, what are your disciplines for being that good at it? You know, I meet people and they see that I'm in good physical shape. They ask me, well, what's your workout routine like? Or how do you eat? Without even knowing that there is any certain quote unquote how to how I eat, or that I even work out. They didn't see me in the gym, but they just asked the question because they already assume in order for this person to be in good shape, they probably work out and they probably eat a certain way. If any of you is in good shape and people notice that you're in good physical shape, they ask you the same questions because they're assuming that there is some discipline behind what you do. All right, that's the reason I'm bringing this up. And they're noticing the result. They didn't notice what you actually did. They're noticing the result and they assume that there's a discipline behind it. And they're assuming correctly because there is a discipline behind it. You can't be in great shape without eating right and having some type of workout routine. You can't be great at playing a sport without working on your skill with some level of consistency. Anything that you do in your work day to day, if you're good at it, there is some type of discipline or routine behind it. So some people are going to see you executing that discipline or routine and ask you, why are you doing that discipline and routine? And then you tell them it's to produce the result that you're producing. Then some people are going to see the other end of it. They're going to see the result. They didn't see the discipline. They're going to ask you, well, how did you get so good at this? How were you able to produce this result? And you're going to explain that discipline. When it comes to confidence, a lot of people in life, actually, if you ask anyone, could they use more confidence? Almost everybody will say yes. I've yet to meet a person who says, you know what? I'm pretty good on confidence, Dre. I got the exact amount I want. I don't need any more whatsoever. I'm perfect exactly where I am. You ask anybody who wants confidence, they're going to say yes. But a lot of people don't have it because they don't know what to do. They don't know how to obtain it. They don't know about the Work on Your Game podcast. They haven't read my book, The Super You, and that's okay. We're going to get to those people. We're slowly reaching more people day after day as the message keeps spreading. But the people who don't have that confidence, when they see you with the confidence, and they see your confidence is not shaken by the fact that you didn't get the result that you were after last time, the fact that maybe you aren't at the level that maybe someone else expects you to be at, or the level of fill in the blank famous person, or the level of some person who may be in the same room as you, they're just at a higher position than you, but you still maintain your confidence, your self-belief, your self-esteem. Some people are going to wonder, like, how are you able to do that? Some people are going to see you go through the same setback or the same challenge that they went through, and that destroyed their confidence, destroyed their whole psyche, and they probably gave up on whatever they happened to be going after before that. And they're going to see that you didn't give up, that you kept going, that it didn't stop you at all. And they're going to wonder, how were you able to do that? Can you please explain how you're able to develop that confidence? So you can take 20 minutes and explain it to them. Or you can just tell them to buy a copy of the Mental Workbook, or you can tell them just log into the Work on Your Game podcast. This is your choice on how you're going to explain that to them. You're going to have to do one of the three. What I'm telling you is that as you get better, okay, Work on Your Game is about you developing as a person, developing as a professional, or developing into a professional, and maintaining your status as you develop. Doing this alone is the business of being seen and known. People are going to see it. People are going to notice it. People are going to remember you for it. People are going to tell other people to pay attention to you because of it, simply because you are in the minority. Not most people don't do this. It may seem like most people do because you're probably around other people who are about the same thing that you're about. Like, let me listen to something that's going to make me better. Let me do something that's going to move me ahead. Let me make sure I'm reviewing my goals and make sure I'm taking corresponding action to get closer to those goals. It may seem normal to you to do that, but understand most people aren't like that. Most people. Okay, I'm not saying most of the people around you. Most people around you are the exact opposite. A lot of people aren't into this getting better thing. They're not into personal development or goal setting or mental toughness, discipline. Some people don't even want to hear those words. That's like they want to throw up when they hear those words. So understand, as you're doing it, it's going to draw attention, whether you want it or you don't. Point number two, and this is today's topic, is about dealing with internet trolls. So that first point is understanding you're drawing attention to yourself even if you're not trying to. Okay. by applying the work on your game method and mindset, you're going to draw attention. Point number two, once you draw that attention, if you had to deal with some trolls who are going to say some mean stuff, or at least what they think is mean or what they hope is mean, to try to elicit a response from you, when you deal with these people or they try to deal with you or try to engage you, understand it's not really about you. When they say something about you, when a person who doesn't know you says something really negative about you, they're not really talking about you. Okay. Unless you are a super, super famous individual, even then, maybe 2% of what a troll says about you is really about you as a person. The rest of it, you know what it's about? It's about them. See, an internet troll says something negative to you or towards you or about you, or you feel like they're trying to get some kind of response out of you. All they're saying is what they see in themselves, what they're seeing in their own lives, or what they've been going through for the last year, 10 years, 14 months, 3 weeks, and you just happen to be the canvas that they get to paint their thoughts on. All right, that's what a troll is. A troll is a person who has their own thoughts, their own ideas. They are their own person. May not be doing much with themselves as a person, but they are their own person. They're taking whatever's going on in their mind, and they just need a canvas to paint it on. You just happen to be that canvas today. You happen to be that canvas at least for the next 5 minutes. Then they're going to go troll another person. Then they're going to troll somebody on Facebook. Then they're going to troll somebody in real life. Then they're going to go troll somebody on, I don't know, Instagram, whatever other platform. You just happen to be the canvas right now. So don't take it personal when somebody's trolling you, because they're not really trolling you. They are trolling you, but they're not really trolling you. They're saying what they are already thinking, whether you have been around or not. If you did not exist, that troll would still exist and they would still be trolling, okay? So don't take it personal when somebody's coming at you or coming after you or trying to say negative things to you. If you weren't there and somebody else was in your spot, they'd be doing the exact same thing to that person. Okay, so don't take it personal that they're attacking you or that they're trying to shut you down or bother you in any way. And then that brings us right into point number three before I step on this point. And today's topic, again, is dealing with internet trolls. You cannot out-talk trolls. No matter how great of a talker you think you are, I think I'm pretty good at talking. I wouldn't even call myself eloquent, but I would say I'm articulate. I'll let somebody else call me eloquent. I believe I'm articulate. I can take the thoughts that are in my mind and I can translate them into words for another person to understand exactly what I'm thinking, feeling, doing, and why I'm thinking, feeling, doing it. At the same time, I do not engage trolls. Because understand and remember what the purpose of a troll is to say something that will provoke a response, or get somebody outraged for whatever reason, get somebody angry, maybe make people laugh. That's the purpose of the troll. All they want is that attention. If any of you in school remember the class clown, I don't know, those of you who are in school now, do y'all still have class clowns? Do teachers ever use that phrase, the class clown? When I was in school, we had those people. We had the clowns, the people who would just say or do something, anything that happened, they had to try to find something funny to say. Even if nothing was going on that was remotely funny and it was just a normal, even keel day, the class clown would just try to say something or do something or provoke something somehow, some way, just to get people to respond to them, whether that was laughing, telling them to shut up, getting the teacher to get mad at them. Why? Because they just craved that attention. They just needed some attention or some type of response out of someone somehow, some way. All right, an internet troll is the online version of the class clown. And the thing is, this is a very, very large class of hundreds of millions of people, and not like a 30-person class or a 400-person lecture room like you might have in college. This is a millions and millions of people classroom where they are vaporous individuals. You don't even know who they are, so you can't even directly punish them. I mean, you could block a person, but then they just go troll a person who hasn't blocked them yet, or they go to a different platform. A troll is a class clown. Okay, you cannot out-clown a class clown. Now, if you try to out-clown a class clown, all that's going to happen is you're going to end up looking just like the class clown because you're trying to outdo them and what they're good at. All right, as they say, you don't want to wrestle with a pig because the pig is better at it than you, and all you're going to do is get muddy. All right, I think I got that backwards. All you're going to do is get muddy and dirty, and the pig likes it, is what they said. I got that close to enough right. I'm paraphrasing. You can't out-talk these people. So when someone's trolling you or trying to say something outrageous to you, I would suggest that you ignore them, mute them if you can, so that they can still say stuff, but they don't even know that you're not seeing it. You can completely block them. That's what I do. I just block people. If someone comes trolling in a comment section or a tweet or an Instagram or anything, I just immediately block the person. I do not engage. I'm not going to go back and forth, and it's over. That quickly is done. So I would suggest that you choose one of the methods that eliminates them from you having to hear or see whatever it is that they're saying, and they can go on trolling you, or at least they think they're trolling you or trolling somebody else or whatever the situation is. Do not try to engage and out-talk a troll, you will lose. Not because you're not good at talking, not because you are not factually correct, not because you are not on the right side of righteousness, not because you don't have the right information. It's just because the troll will just continue to say anything and everything, even if it makes no sense whatsoever, just to keep you engaged. See, this is the thing. A troll will say something that makes no sense, knowing that it makes no sense, just to get you to respond because they know that you're going to take the bait. See, the wise individual knows not only what to say, but also what not to say at the most tempting moment. I want to say that one more time. The wise individual knows not only what to say, but also resist the temptation to say the right thing at the wrong time. Now, I just said two different things there, but understand my point. You can paraphrase either one. I'll say it one more time as I recap today's topic, which is dealing with the internet trolls, person who will say something deliberately offensive or provocative in order to evoke a response from the crowd or from the particular subject. Number one, you are in the business of being seen and being known. When you are applying the work on your game method of building up your discipline, your confidence, your mental toughness, and utilizing personal initiative, you are doing four things that most people do not do and will never do. And even if you told them about it, they would pass on it. So as you do it, you are going to stand out. Whether you're trying to stand out or you're trying to remain anonymous, you will stand out regardless. Knowing this, point number two, when you are trolled by somebody, and this doesn't even have to be an internet troll. You could have a troll in your classroom. There could be a troll living three doors down from you. There could be a troll in the cubicle next to you at work. You could have trolls in regular life. They're not really, it's not really about you when they're trolling. They're really taking everything that's already on their mind, things that are already in their soul and in their heart, and you just happen to be the canvas, at least at the moment. Maybe this year you'll be the canvas, or this month you're the canvas, or for the next 10 minutes you're the canvas because you happen to be a target that they can pay attention to. The class clown can't really control when they troll, okay? But they got a troll. If you just happen to be there, listen, okay, I'm going to paint on you. There's a wall here, I'm going to paint on the wall. If it's a canvas, I'll paint on the canvas. If it's a ground, I'll paint on the ground. Whatever is available, the troll is going to do what they got to do because they can't control it. And point number three, you cannot out-talk a troll. So you must engage at your own risk, knowing that they can out-talk you simply because they don't have to stick to things that make sense and sound like there is a sane individual saying it. They'll say anything just to keep you engaged because that's what class clowns do. Y'all know the class clowns. They just want to be engaged with. Doesn't matter why or how. As long as someone engages, the class clown feels satisfied. The wise individual, let me see if I can paraphrase myself properly here. The wise individual knows not only what to say, but also can resist the temptation to say the right thing at the wrong time. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.